Okay, so now for the two or three of you that are left, I'd like to talk a little bit first about the book as a whole and then focus on a couple of things of interest that might be of interest. Just a quick caveat before I get into talking about my take on the whole thing. This was a lesson that I learned a while back. I was at a party. This is relevant, I swear to you. I was at a party where I was discussing with a young lady about, again, Stephen King, a Stephen King story. And I swear at the time I wasn't using this to try to pick her up, just for the record. but basically, we were talking about the story, and she said that she thought it meant one thing. She thought it meant A. And I thought, I said, well, I've actually read an interview with him where he said it meant B. This is what he meant behind the story. And she said something that, maybe, the profundity of it is something that will escape you. But to me at the time, it really said something, which was, she said, he's just the author. What does he know? And I was like, wow. I swear I wasn't on anything at the time. It was just profound to me. That being said, don't think that just because this is what I think the book is about, that you can't have a different idea and have it be, have it be relevant and probably might even be a better interpretation. I've had people come up and give me interpretations of my work that I'd never thought of before, and I thought, wow, that's really great. So, just, it's not like I'm the authority on this or anything. Now, that being said, love letters unsent to people unmet. What the hell does that mean? What the hell does a book mean? I must admit something to you. I'm one of those strange people who I come up with titles for things, and I generally write things, and especially when it comes to poetry, I'm operating on some kind of weird subconscious level. One of two things happen. Either I'm operating on some weird subconscious level where I just put this stuff down and don't really know what it is that I'm trying to get across until I'm done. Or I'm just putting down a bunch of drivel and I manage to, put some kind of meaning around it later on. Pick one of those, whichever makes you feel better about yourself. But the idea of love letters unsent to people unmet is kind of a combination of ideas from two poems, one being Hello, the first poem, which we'll talk about in a moment, and one towards the end of the book, which is Why Do Living Things Bury Themselves? And the line from Why Do Living Things Bury Themselves is love letters unwritten to people unmet. And in Hello, it talks about you don't even have to write these letters. So that's kind of the combination of the ideas. And as you know, I thought of this name long ago, and when I started putting together the book, putting together a book of poetry first, since if you fail with a book of poetry, it doesn't cost as much to put it out as opposed to a novel, and then you're having to sleep on copies of the thing. So that's why the poetry came first. It's literary fodder, I guess you would say. But basically, I came up with this title, and I really didn't think about what it meant until I started trying to put the poetry into some semblance of an order. Excuse me. So, basically, what I started to look at was, as I put these things in order, because I thought, how is this going to make any sense? I've got a retelling of the Orpheus myth. I've got this sprawling thing that scares the hell out of me. This requiem. And I've got some written portraits of people and still lives, and I got all this random stuff. I mean, what in God, this is like, what is this? What is this mess of words that I've put together? And I started thinking that it really was about, especially when Hello was always going to be the first poem, and Highway 15 was always going to be the last poem. But once I got those in place, I started to think about the concept behind them, and that especially in Hello, the idea is, the question is, what is worse in terms of communication? What is worse, not having someone to talk to, or having someone you should be able to talk to and you can't talk to them? That gulf that I talk about, this abyss between people that opens up. Because I'm firmly of the opinion that 90% of the problems in the world are just, it's just a matter of communication. If you'd actually talk to the other person, I mean, you know, I'm part of me kind of thinks that the whole thing in the Middle East is just a joke that somebody took the wrong way, that's just spiraled out of control over a couple thousand years. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. It's just all about communication. Because once people understand what's going on, they're much more civil. So that being said, I mean that's kind of what it worked with for me, is because even in the Orpheus myth, you know, it's like it's still just two people. I don't care if they are the children of gods or whatever. They're still just two people who can't talk to each other and who you know are supposedly in love and they can't stand each other. And you get to still lives with all of these people that have these gaps in their lives. And And even something like Requiem, where all of the stuff that we use to, boys and bombs and metaphor and all of these things that we use to take the place of just talking to another human being, and all of a sudden it fell into place, and hopefully that makes some semblance of sense to people who are listening to me now, because it did at the time and it felt like somewhat of an interesting epiphany. But that's what I look at when I think of love letters and of the book Love Letters, is that it's just basically a study through poetry of all of these different voices, and really they all want somebody to talk to, and they all want to achieve this, which is this it sounds simple, but you go try it. When they can't do it, it's just this, it's immense thing in their lives. So that's what the book means to me. And if it means something else to you, feel free to email me and tell me what it is.